Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Phone calls on the Hunter Biden story here. It's really amazing what Hunter Biden is able to get away with. Let's not forget he was trying to skirt child care payments and not be fully transparent in his case dealing with his daughter. His daughter, Navy Roberts, the daughter that Hunter Biden had with London Roberts. This was after his affair with his deceased brother's widow. Really a class act, Hunter Biden. All while filming himself engaged in porn videos, including some trophy videos and pictures with what appear to be minors. But today he pleads guilty to two tax evasion charges. They basically dropped the gun charge. He's going to receive no jail time. Amazing stuff. Now, is it really that cut and dry how corrupt DC is and how justice is now dead? I mean, I don't know how else to put this. This is such blatant injustice. I don't know how else you summarize this. Or is Hunter Biden cooperating in another investigation in order to get a sweetheart deal? Maybe that's wishful thinking. Maybe the odds are that extremely low chance. But the fact that he's going to get a slap on the wrist for this, and it's just all public, and it's all going on while he's in court dealing with his child that he wants to abandon. And then what's going on to Trump on the other side of the aisle? It's so blatant. It's so bad, I almost can't even believe it. And I work at InfoWars. It's like, we know more than anybody how corrupt it is. We've been sitting here screaming at the top of our lungs. And even I can't believe this. It's so bad. It's so obvious. So I want to get your take on that. 877-789-2539. We're going to take calls this entire third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Quick programming note, Maria Z is going to be hosting the fourth hour. And then I'm going to be back hosting the War Room, and I've got a massively packed news-filled War Room for you today after I finish my fill-in duties here on the Alex Jones Show. So, 787. Actually, hey, guys, will you reset my clock down here for me, please? And we'll take your phone calls on the Hunter Biden situation. Now, quickly, do you remember a couple weeks ago, the big UFO alien story out of Las Vegas, where you had police body cam footage, which what appears to be a meteor, to me, looks like a meteor coming and getting into Earth's atmosphere and then breaking up, happens. I've seen it a couple times in my life. Pretty awesome thing to witness, actually. But that's what it looks like. It looks like a meteor. And you can see once they get in Earth's atmosphere, they start to expand their tail, if you will. It gets bigger, and then it breaks up and then dissipates. So that's what it looks like. But at the same time as this police body camera footage is picking up this celestial aerial phenomenon, whatever it is, somebody's calling in to the Las Vegas Police Department and reporting that there's an alien, 10-foot-tall alien, with a craft in their backyard. Now, I've accidentally gone long here, I'm going to tell you what has happened next in this story on the other side of this break as we take your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with Pearl Calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Man, I got something that tells me what it's all about.
Sitting here, you know, James Brown comes on and just... Everything changes, you know? Everything changes when James Brown comes on. And I'm about to talk about the latest development in this alien story out of Las Vegas, but I'm thinking, you know, what are we so worried about? Like, why are these people... If an alien lands in your backyard, don't be such a wuss. Go say hello. You know? What the hell, man? What are you calling the police? You want the police to show up and shoot him? Poor alien? She probably crashed here. He's scared for his life. Go out there and make him feel comfortable. Let him know we're all right. And maybe... See, but no, but turn James Brown back up, because that's the punchline here is... If you're worried... If you see an alien in your backyard and you're scared, just turn on your stereo, put on some James Brown, and just say, hey, we come in peace. We got soul. It's all good, man. That alien might just break it down right there. Like, all right, we can get down. Problem solved. I just solved intergalactic relations. It's that simple. Alien lands in your backyard, don't freak out. Just put some James Brown on. Things will be all right.
Right on, people.
All right, so getting serious before we take your calls here on the Hunter Biden situation today. Just the blatant double standard when it comes to justice and the application and practice of it. Or do you think something else is going on here? But no, okay, so a couple weeks ago, perfect timing to distract from all the failures of Joe Biden and the crimes his family is engaged in. We're supposed to believe in aliens now and UFOs, and now it's the big story, and you're not a crack or a kook if you're talking about it. So, body cam footage picks up what appears to be a meteor. It's not like people haven't been recording meteors for ever. We know what it looks like. It appears to be a meteor on this police body cam footage, but it's interesting enough, whenever you see anything like that in the sky, it's abnormal and can be stirring. Pretty amazing stuff. But at that same time, a call comes into Las Vegas Police Department saying, we have an alien, a 10-foot-tall alien, and a craft in our backyard. We're scared. We're serious. We don't know what to do. Same time. So this causes the whole buzz about, is there an alien in Las Vegas? Well, people have been reporting aliens and things in the sky and seeing meteors or UFOs and all this stuff. And so now it's this big story. And it is interesting, obviously, with the police body cam footage and the police call tape and then going out to the people's house. But now it's gone one step further to levels that have never been seen before. Las Vegas UFO mystery. Police put up surveillance cameras at house where aliens landed. Las Vegas police set up cameras at the house where family called 911 to report aliens. And so now they're going to have surveillance footage rolling 24/7 on the backyard where the supposed aliens landed. It's not a light setup. They got a serious setup there, folks. Nothing like this has ever been done before. The Las Vegas Police Department has set up a 24/7 surveillance camera at the house where alien activity was reported. What is that about? Did they get commands to do that from some higher-ups? Was this something they decided to do on their own volition? And, of course, it's Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Police Department, the same place that couldn't find out the biggest mass shooting in U.S. history, what happened. Sheriff Lombardo, a part of that, then he becomes the governor. Should we be suspicious of all of that? Is that somehow connected? Did a 10-foot alien really land in a Las Vegas backyard in June of 2023? Or is it all a giant hoax? Or is it all a giant distraction? So, I want to talk about the Hunter Biden story, but if you want to weigh in on that craziness, feel free to as well. But Hunter Biden gets a sweetheart deal. Anybody else would probably be going to jail. And I don't even like debtor prisons or financial criminals being put in jail necessarily. I think it should be very rare cases. Like maybe if you're engaged in international bribery schemes, pay for play, high crimes, misdemeanors, treason. Maybe then. Is that what Hunter Biden was engaged in? Or not so much, and that's why they decided to drop the charges. But we're taking your calls, what you think is going on. Why did Hunter Biden get such a sweetheart deal? Is it really that corrupt in D.C., or did he cooperate with another investigation into the Biden crime family? Let's start with David in Texas. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I've been kind of sitting on this one for a while. I actually served about 60 months in federal prison myself, and I can tell you it's been extremely corrupt. It is that bad. I've personally watched. There's something called a Rule 35 when you get into when you're already indicted, you're serving your time. Well, sometimes people in prison will, you know, volunteer basically to get brought out by the Fed to testify on people that they've never before. I've personally watched this happen and come back and pretty much brag about it when they get back onto the compound. They do it for, you know, time off their sentence, but. I didn't expect anything less than what Hunter Biden got today. I don't think that he would have ever had to even cooperate or what you would consider. I think what you're referring to is the 5K1, where you know provide information about somebody else in another case or something like that. I don't even think he would have ever had to do that. I think it's just another step of humiliation. I mean, just like we saw with you know Trump getting charged for the same exact thing Biden did. I think it's just another slap in the face.
So let's say that's the case, because sure. I think that might be the odds-on favorite, let's say. So is this now the move? Is this now the subtle way? Because we're now getting to the next level here. Is this the subtle way of the Democrats landing the Joe Biden retirement plan? Is this the Democrats' subtle way of retiring Joe Biden, saying, look, you've got too much baggage. Your damn son's a criminal. You can't even remember where you are half the time. It's time to just step aside and then do the switch and put Gavin Newsom in, you know, sometime maybe right before the new year or after the new year. Because I don't see how they can sit here and act like the Bidens aren't corrupt after these Hunter Biden charges. I mean, even no jail time, it's still there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's why I'm saying I think it's really just a show of force. I think it's just like we own, I mean, they own the DOJ. You know, they're completely operating every bit of our agencies, and they're not afraid to show that. I think that they're just making moves right now. I have a feeling that they're probably about to try to shut everything down. I think we kind of see that coming. And, you know, I think that. To answer the overall question, it really is that bad. And I can tell you when it started, it was in 1987 under, I believe it was Bill Barr. when they started the war on drugs. And they switched
disgusting pig, Bill Barr?
Yeah. They started to think like the war on drugs, right? Where the laws changed, and now you have all these mandatory minimums for drug crimes, and it was really it was just a way for them to funnel money in through the private, privatized prison industry, because they all have investments in like the commissaries and all that stuff. I mean, it's just a revolving door of cash. But with that, and I actually knew somebody that was being sentenced between 1987 and 1988, and he took his case to trial. I never got caught with any kind of drugs whatsoever, nothing. Since he got sentenced and the trial ended in 1988, they had brought people up on stand and testified against him, saying that, I bought XYZ amount of whatever.
So, well, thank you for that call, David, and sharing your experience there within the system. So I would say, let's say I do agree with you, then I'm thinking that the Democrats are getting ready to land the Joe Biden retirement page plane. And this is kind of the way of starting that process.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, our first caller that we took on the Hunter Biden story went exactly how I expected it, because our audience is very informed and intuitive. And so, I didn't even go that direction because I was hoping a caller would go that direction and then I could go there with him. So, assuming we understand how corrupt things are, that the Bidens can get away with all kinds of crimes, and Hunter Biden's going to walk from the crimes he's engaged in, now we ask the question, is this all to get Joe Biden out of the White House? Because why do any of this? Why not just say, oh no, Hunter's not guilty of anything? They could have easily done that. That's what they've been doing with Joe. So to admit, so for Hunter Biden to claim guilt in this, folks, these are tied in directly. The crimes that Hunter Biden pled guilty to are tied in directly to what is being investigated with Joe Biden's international business doings. So, I mean, is this OC? Okay, look, hey, Hunter, Joe, you got to go. Joe, it's time to retire. So we can just, you know, land this plane gracefully. Say, hey, you know what? My son didn't know what he was doing was wrong. But he, you know what? I'm just going to have to step aside because I have more integrity than Donald Trump. And then get him out of the way and bring in Newsom. Because you just got to figure at this point, folks, Joe Biden can't make a public appearance anymore. It's just bad. It's a disaster every time. So they can't do that for 6 more years. It can't be sustained. I just don't believe that this is a face value. There's something else going on here. So is it that Hunter Biden is cooperating in under investigations, or is it they're going to use this as the get Joe Biden off the stage hook? Let's go back to your phone calls. And we have Julie in California. Julie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan. How are you?
Hi, good.
I'm not surprised, actually. In fact, I'm shocked. Because I didn't think he was going to get anything. I thought they were just going to blow everything off like they always do, and nothing was going to happen to this guy. But Gavin Newsom, yeah, I believe he is going to be the nominee for the Democrats because, look, Joe can't do it, and neither can Kamala. She's worse than he is.
No, they don't even want Kamala.
Yeah, if she were halfway confident, she'd be in there by now.
Yep.
You know, and it, Gavin's been circling like a shark in the water for the last, I don't know, year, ever since Joe went over to the G7 last year. When he walked across that parking lot going into the entrance into the White House, had that jacket over his arm like he was just strutting and knew he was going in for something. So, yeah, he's going to wind up being the nominee.
Yeah, I agree with you. Definitely on Kamala because... Folks, you understand, I mean, it was in the news multiple times. I'm not telling you any secrets here. They sent in coaches to try to make Kamala Harris more likable. They sent in, like, speech therapists and body language experts. Like, they did everything to try to make Kamala Harris likable, and it never worked. So you notice how they don't really promote Kamala much. They kind of just sideline her, and, you know, every once in a while she gets to do her little stick and she embarrasses herself. So obviously she's not the depth chart for the Democrats' presidential list. And I think at this point Julie is right. They're bringing in the Hunter Biden crimes to get Joe Biden out of the White House. Because I would imagine they wouldn't charge him with anything except to say, look, Joe, you got to go. And if you want this to hit you... then you can go ahead and run. We'll charge you next. But you got to get out of the way. And I think that the smart move here would be keep Newsom on the sidelines as long as possible, keep Joe Biden in the spotlight as long as possible until he literally can't go anymore. And then that's when you say, oh, Joe Biden endorses Newsom. Newsom's here to save the day. And he won't really have any of the negativity dealing with the presidential race campaigning until the last minute. Anything else, Julie?
Yeah, as far as the alien thing. Okay, we've got aliens coming across the border. We might as well have them dropping out of the sky.
Yeah, did you see those alien freaks that were trafficking in human body parts out of Harvard?
Yeah.
Guys with, like, facial tattoos and spikes jammed into their skulls?
Yep. The country's lost, though, and it's lost. I don't know. Whatever we're going to salvage to get back from this, I don't know what we're going to have. But we've got to do something, but I don't know what it's going to be.
Julie, thank you for the call. You know, I feel the same way about Austin, Texas right now. And I won't sit here and say that it's like, oh, you know, Austin is a representation of the great America. But, folks, it's like the same way. They've really just, this city has been destroyed by liberalism. And, I mean, it's still got its bright spots, and it's, you know, still got some of its Austin charm. And I really have grown to love living here. But, I mean, like, it's just, our air quality is always bad. The traffic is now always bad. It's almost as expensive as California now. I mean, it's just bad. And I'm sick and tired of moving. I've had to move multiple times here. And it's just like, it's almost like you just got to get the hell out of cities, man. And it's just too bad. It's just too bad. I don't try to hide it. I like the metropolitan lifestyle, but it's just getting so bad. But I'm distracting. But has America really fallen? I mean, is this how bad it really is? Let's go to Adam in Tennessee. Adam, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yes, hello.
First thing I called in about is a call to action. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, first thing I called in about is a call to action. What a lot of patriots are missing is they have not been going over the Law of War manual that you can download easily on Google, and particularly Chapter 11. And Trump's been giving us all the communications that were involved in a belligerent occupying forces taking over right now. He let us know when he was in that he was attacked, that we were attacked with the virus out of Wuhan, that he was a wartime president. And my call of action is I've been researching on how to petition the International Court of Justice, and it has to be done through the state. So I want to have a coalition of governors. I want everyone that's listening to start phoning every governor in the state and asking for them to petition the International Court of Justice to get rid of the belligerent occupiers that are in D.C. that overstayed their lawful authority when they stayed beyond a year after January 6th. They were legally there because what they did is they proved that Trump was unfit through the Russia. So now it's time for the people to stand up back, start calling your governors, a coalition of governors, and the ones that do not work with us. We know a lot of them are with China. Mike Pompeo let us know. And if they won't operate for their citizens, then put them on notice that they will be co-combatants with the belligerent state. And that's the one thing I want to do. And the second thing is have what I call a Patriots picnic, to where if you can't get any action, we just quit being slaves and quit working for the system. Stay home.
That's the whole independence revolution that made America. But, well, I'm out of time here. I've gone long. We're going to take more calls on the other side of this break. It's the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Shop there right now.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. it wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night, but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and stay 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to give you a quick programming note. As I said, I have a loaded War Room transmission coming up. Big, big news. And we're going to be playing a ton of the highlights from last night's Donald Trump-Brett Baer interview. But I want to continue on the topic of discussion right now. Hunter Biden gets a nice, easy slap on the wrist for tax evasion in the year 2017 and 2018, the exact same years Joe Biden was taking foreign monies that the Republicans and the House Oversight Committee are investigating into, that the FBI has been investigating into, that they claim their informant's life is in danger for investigating into. It all ties together. Hunter Biden gets a slap on the wrist. I don't think that's the end of the story. I think this goes either to Joe Biden or to Gavin Newsom being the next nominee and this being the hook to get Biden out of the way. We go back to the phone lines. Your thoughts on these developments today. We go to Doug in Oklahoma now. Doug, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes.
First, I would have to comment on the alien thing. If the aliens crashed in my backyard out here in the sticks in Oklahoma, I'd have to talk to them, like you said. I'd have to ask them, are you part of the Biden crime family?
They might say, they will say, you know, no, we're not a member of the Biden crime family, but we did go to Biden's party one time, and he grabbed us and groped us. He didn't know, he wasn't sure who was male, who was female, who was adult, who was child, so he just groped us all.
You gotta ask, man. You gotta ask. No, I'll tell you what I think's going on with the Biden thing is this blatant charge against Trump over what every president's done ever. This is their attempt to say, see, we're fair and square. We even went after the president's own son. So it's just a ploy. Why would they want to get Biden out of there? He's the best dog king they could come up with.
Well, I think there's a couple elements here. There's definitely a spot in the pie, let's say the roulette table, if you will, for what you're saying is, oh, see, it's kind of like what they did with Hillary Clinton. See, we investigated Hillary. Even though she was guilty, we investigated. It's all fair here. Nothing to be worried about. There's definitely a possibility that that's it. But I just don't think it ends there because, yeah, they'd love to have Joe Biden in there for another 6 years, but he physically can't do it. I think we're seeing this now. He physically cannot do it. Every time he makes a public appearance now, there's some new gaffe, some new fumble, some new embarrassment. And let's not forget, there is an element of the Democrat Party that's the far left element that has been sitting, waiting, lurking in the wings for the hostile takeover, and they might view now as the time. Because Pelosi is, she's on her last legs. Feinstein on her last legs. Biden on his last legs. Schumer becoming a thing of the past. So, I mean, the old, dying, corrupt Democrats are on their way out. And the new far-left radical communist Democrats are looking to fill that spot at the table. They're looking to take that scepter. I don't think that the true pillars of the radical left, which are AOC and Cori Bush and others, would necessarily like a Gavin Newsom, another white man, to be the first guy to kind of come in and lead this new radical leftist revolution out of the Democrat Party. But if they think that they can get their foot in the door with him, then they might be willing to back him. And this could be the hostile takeover of the Democrat Party by the far left Marxists that has been building for quite some time now.
Well, maybe, but I just think that the globalists, they love Biden. They couldn't come up with a better puppet than him.
Oh, sure. I mean, Xi Jinping just bitch-slapped him. Do you see that?
Yeah, so why would they want to get rid of him? This guy do whatever they want. So.
I just don't think they have a choice. I don't think it's a matter of they want to. They just don't have a choice. He cannot physically make it another 6 years. He just can't.
Well, they just put a guy in a Joe Biden suit and put him out there. Probably already have a Biden.
Now, see, now you might be on to something. Now you might be getting on to something.
Because, I mean, this guy is a dream come true for globalists, so I just can't see. I really think they're just trying to say, look, we're fair and square. We even went after his son.
Well, I think we'll have a better idea. I think we'll have a better idea of where this might go as this story progresses throughout the week. Doug, thank you for the call. Let's go to Nick in Pennsylvania. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. There is a line you can draw between the alien thing and the Hunter Biden, and I think you know what that is. It's the secret police, the FBI, and the military intelligence, the CIA. And what we have here with the Bidens is just a simple asset capture or whatever they call it, where they've done it all throughout the history with the royalties. These military nobility take control of these monarchies are these royalty classes, and they have complete control over them. I mean, Anderson Cooper is an example of one of these asset captures they have, and they're able to just control it. So after World War II, you had the judicial, the executive, and the legislature. But after World War II and Prohibition, you had the secret police and the military intelligence take a huge chunk out of that pie chart. And they're just trying to militarize space. That's what the UFO thing is. That's a fourth frontier. We already have the land, the sea, and the air taken care of. So the next place to profitize and militarize would be space. And that's all I have to say on that.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I don't want to get into the debate or the legitimacies of what can and can't be done in space, but certainly anywhere that they can expand their dominance and their control, any sector of our known universe, they want to do it. So maybe that's what the UFO thing is all about. But again, I think that it's the timing of it is what's so strange to me. The UFO stuff has been out there for years. There's all sorts of stuff on video that's just unexplainable and never gets addressed in the national news that I would say is just as credible as the stuff that you see here where they're talking about what's going on in Vegas. And so it's like, why does none of that get talked about? Why is none of that the big story? Why do they want us to focus on this? Why are they telling us that this is legitimate when there's been all kinds of stuff going on in that genre for years? So it really does make you feel like there's something else. But it's the same thing with the Hunter Biden thing. Something tells me there's just something else going on with that. And it can be as simple as Hunter Biden was literally that stupid and that lazy. I mean, folks, the only reason why this is even going anywhere is because Hunter Biden is such a drug addict that he can't even properly handle firearms, and that he didn't file his taxes. If he would have filed his taxes for all the money that he got from overseas, this wouldn't even be on the charts. So, I mean, hey, look, the dumbass Hunter Biden That could be legit. It's like, way to go, Hunter. You screwed it all up. All right, let's squeeze in one more call before the break. Let's go to Moondog in Pennsylvania. Moondog, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I want to talk about that laptop. I don't even think you'll see it at the end when if that ever comes up down the road. And as far as the nominee going to be down the road, I feel that the Big Mike's going to come out of the closet.
I don't really buy into that. I know a lot of people think so. I don't know. I just don't see it.
Yes, it'd be the big tranny to the rescue, you know?
I don't see Michelle Obama as that popular. And even Barack Obama's losing popularity. I mean, his podcast fails. His books don't really sell. I just don't see it.
You see the clip when Obama went to the White House last, and Biden was trying to tap him on the shoulder, and Obama like he wasn't even there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was, yeah. Who's really running the White House? Maybe it's Obama.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, final segment here with me hosting the Alex Jones Show. I'll be back hosting the War Room, getting into the latest breaking news, playing all the highlights from Donald Trump's interview last night. But we'll take calls for the rest of this Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Remember, folks, big sales right now. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, both 40% off and 50% off when you buy the combo pack. BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra combo pack, 50% off. And I am a major promoter of BrainForce Ultra and BrainForce Plus because I like to take them right before I go on air for 3 hours of mental focus, energy, clarity, so that I can host a talk show. Find out for yourself why they have so many five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, 50% off the Power Combo Pack right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps this show on the air. All right, let's go to Noah in Chicago. They had quite a violent weekend, but I guess that's par for the course. Noah in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, speaking about the violence, though, Juneteenth, there was a massive shooting.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Definitely a lot of violence. But anyway, I think a lot of these things, these major stories that are coming out on the news, I think they're actually side distractions for the FedNow service coming out literally in a couple weeks.
Yeah, July. When is that officially launched? It's supposed to replace Cash App and everything else. Well, that's the goal.
Yeah, I think that's coming out in July. And so I'm looking at that, and I'm seeing everything going on. We're on the brink of, well, I guess we're already in World War III. It's just, it's a new type of war where it's not as up in front And I think that that's another thing that's weird. They're
you
not
know,
really
I'm glad you brought that FedNow thing up, actually, because I noticed last night, and I forgot that does launch. Guys, look up when that, it's like first week of July, I think FedNow is supposed to go live. And I, like I'm sure many people in the audience, use digital transaction apps on my phone, like, say, Venmo, and use them quite frequently. And actually, yesterday, I was trying to make quite a large transaction, larger than I would normally make, and my payment services app was giving me a hard time, and it wasn't me letting me make it. And I was saying, okay, well, I guess, you know, it's larger than normal. They're going through extra security protocols. I guess that's fine. Well, I had to go through this odd process and give this app a bunch of clearances. And I went through and actually read the terms and conditions thing, because I'm like, well, this is odd. I've never had to do this before. And so I went in and I read the terms and conditions, and now, and I don't know if this is for this app exclusively, I was reading through it. Now, these payment apps, when you select, it's my interpretation of the document that I had to accept, they now get full access to your bank account. It's not just they can confirm, if you confirm the transaction, they can just make a withdrawal. They can make a withdrawal. They can go look at past transactions. They can look at anything in your bank account that is attached to your payment app. They now get access to when you sign the new terms and conditions. Now, I will tell you, on the back end, you can go and cancel it on your bank. Because I had to make a payment, so I went and I said, okay, they get access to everything? That's a little odd, but I got to make the payment. Okay. And then I went back on the back end after making it to my bank account, and I canceled out all services, and I said, no, this app does not get access to all my bank records. I was stunned to find out. And I'm wondering if this is all correlating with FedNow coming out, and the only way these apps are going to be able to even operate is if they get full transparency into your bank account to cooperate with FedNow. Here's from the official Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. The target release date for the service is May to July 2023. As development of the FedNow service progresses, additional details will be available through established Reserve Bank channels, including more specific timing and implementation information for depository institutions. Don't be surprised if there's a major incident, maybe a cyber attack or something else, that forces everybody to get onto FedNow. It's kind of like what they wanted to do with the vaccines and you getting your little vaccine passport or you know, all the other crap you had to go through with your vaccine stuff. It's going to be like that. Some major event happens and then, oh, you need to get the FedNow digital currency. Yeah, this is a big one to stay on the lookout for. Noah, I'm glad that you brought that up. We're going to keep a close eye on this because the central bank digital currency, folks, is that's one of the cornerstones of the corporate world government. They have to have the central bank digital currency. That's why they hate cash. That's why they don't want you to have precious metals. That's why they hate cryptocurrencies, because they need total centralized control of the financial systems and your access to it. And you won't get access to your own money, your own wallet in the digital currency central bank system unless you've taken all your vaccines, celebrated your Gay Pride Month properly, had your Juneteenth moment of reparations payment, and then maybe you can go have a lunch with access to the money that you've worked for. That's a big point, Noah. Thank you for the call. Let's go to John in Australia now. He's down under. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I was actually taking my call. I've been listening for quite a number of years. I've been listening to you for quite a while now, and the original I Wonder the Story, basically, I quite enjoyed you when you're on the show. I'm of two minds of the whole thing. One part of me thinks, yeah, it is that corrupt. We all know it's that corrupt. But then when you sort of tie into water a lot of stuff that Derek Johnson considers and is constantly talking about to military ops, so I'm of two minds. But originally I'm thinking it's just that corrupt. And as for the whole UFO thing, I think it's just a major distraction. So,
yeah, John, unfortunately I'm having a hard time hearing you. I've got a bad connection here, but it sounded like you think it's just that corrupt in D.C. You're probably right. I just feel like there's something else to this. I don't take this Hunter Biden, these charges, this plea at face value. I think there's something else to it. Either it's the hook to get Biden out, or maybe it's the hook to say, see, we did investigate, or Maybe someone's cooperating. I don't know. I feel like there's something else going on. This is just, it's just too egregious. It's too blatant. But I don't know why I'm surprised by these people. Hey, John, thanks for the call. Let's go to Nick in Tennessee. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen. I appreciate your fight in the info war. I've been a viewer for a long time, and now I'm fighting the info war over at Substack. So
awesome, man.
I appreciate you. I wanted to let you know. Well, I want to give you the choice. What do you think is more important, aliens or Hunter Biden? What do you think?
Oh, Hunter Biden, it's not even close. Look, I go down every rabbit hole because I'm just a curious mind and I'm a bit of a media addict. So I do like to follow some of the alien stuff. I like to follow some of the channels, and I keep tabs on it. But it's more for entertainment. If I thought the stuff was serious or a serious threat, I would talk about it on the air more often than I do. I'm not really. I don't think it's that big of a deal. The political corruption is very real, and that will affect us before any so-called alien landings.
Now, if I want to tell you, if Joe Biden was an alien, there would be a lot of probing going on.
Maybe he is an alien, and that's why the probing goes on.
It would not be pretty. It would not be. You would not want to be on that spaceship.
Yeah, no. That would be a funny... Somebody, actually, the aliens beam Joe Biden up, and they start probing. He's like, ooh, put another one up there. It's like, you guys got a bigger probe? Can I borrow that probe?
That's what would happen. Yeah, we'll have to try the probe with the fingers on it. Anyway.
Yeah, they drop him. They beam him back down to the White House so fast.
Yeah. But the Hunter Biden scandal, if anybody wants to know about Hunter Biden, you have to do two things. You have to The Laptop from Hell by Miranda Devine. I read that book, and I want to tell you right now, it blows everything wide open. That laptop was the biggest mistake that the Democrat Party ever made and that the Biden family ever made.
It's unbelievable. He left it. He left the laptop at the station. Ashley Biden left her diary at the house. Folks, look, I don't promote this because, like the caller, Nick, I don't want you to see what's in the Hunter Biden laptop. I mean, it's worse than what we play for you on the shows about the gay pride parades where they gyrate naked in front of children and the drag queen sex time for kids where they groom the children. Like, the stuff on the Hunter Biden laptop is worse. Marco Polo published an entire book, folks. Every content of the Biden laptop has been published into a hardback cover book. And all the images, all the texts, I mean, it's literally all there, folks. You can all go look at Hunter Biden's laptop. I don't want you to because it's disgusting. Now, they censored it for you. All right, Maria Z takes over. I'll be back on the war room.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.